This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced Monday Turkey had agreed to send Sweden's accession protocol to join the alliance to the Turkish parliament, describing the decision as a historic step.
This is good for all of us. This is good for Sweden. Sweden will become a full member of the alliance. It's good for Turkey, because Turkey is a NATO ally that will benefit from a stronger NATO. And then, of course, it's good for the whole alliance.
Stoltenberg made the announcement after talks with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson on Monday. Sweden's NATO accession had been held up by objections from Turkey since last year. At the NATO summit in Vilnius, Lithuania, a main question will be whether Ukraine should join the alliance, even though there will be no vote on that issue. VOA Eastern European Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze.
Before departing the Europe this week, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Ukraine still need to lay some groundwork before it can join NATO.
Vilnius will be an important moment on that pathway towards membership because the United States, our NATO allies, and Ukraine will have the opportunity to discuss the reforms that are still necessary for NATO for Ukraine to come up to NATO standards.
NATO has said it is ready to support Ukraine's reforms to its security and defense systems.
Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News.
Ukrainian officials say that the country's forces have recaptured 193 square kilometers of territory since launching their counteroffensive. Also, Poland, which serves as a hub for military aid for Ukraine, says it has detained a 15th member of a Russian spy network. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Israel's parliament gave preliminary approval to a bill early Tuesday that limits some Supreme Court power. The new bill seeks to curb on the Supreme Court's power to void decisions made by the government, ministers, and elected officials by ruling them unreasonable. Critics argue that this judicial oversight helps prevent corruption and abuses of power. Proponents say the change will facilitate effective governance by curbing court intervention. When it comes to taking stock of global emissions, there is a so-called elephant in the room, the world's armed forces, Reuters' Angela Johnston explains.
Militaries are among the world's biggest consumers of fuel. They account for 5.5% of global greenhouse gas emissions. That's according to an estimate by international experts last year. Another expert said hundreds of millions of tons of carbon emissions may currently be unaccounted for. Basically, what militaries do abroad doesn't need to be reported. That would cover anything from flying jets to sailing ships to training exercises. That kind of work was left out of the 1997 Kyoto Protocol and the 2015 Paris Accord.
Reuters reporter Angela Johnston. Torrential downpours pounded the U.S. Northeast on Monday, threatening catastrophic flooding across the region, where rains have washed out roadways, overwhelmed rivers, forced numerous rescues by boats. We hear more from Reuters reporter Zachary Goldman.
Local media reported one woman died as she was swept away by floodwaters as she attempted to leave her home with her dog on Sunday. More inclement weather is forecast for the already hammered region. The National Weather Service said some 13 million Americans were under flood watches and warnings issued from eastern New York State to Boston and western Maine to the Northeast, where as much as 7 inches of rain were expected to fall.
Zachary Goldman of Reuters News. The delivery of humanitarian aid to Syria rebels in the northwest from neighboring Turkey is virtually certain to get a green light to continue from the United Nations Security Council. But the big question is for how long? The current authorization for aid deliveries through the Bab al-Hawa crossing is set to expire, but the council has two rival extension resolutions before it on a vote on Tuesday. A Russian resolution would continue aid deliveries for 6 months, and a Brazil-Switzerland resolution backed by most council members and Secretary General Antonio Guterres would authorize a 12-month extension. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.